It's Shafir. What's going on? It's your boy Malamichi. Welcome back to our brand new one. New setup.
Yeah.
We said new house. Who it is? Gotta we teleport.
New place.
Yeah, guys. We saw you guys are taking us seriously, so we're gonna take you guys seriously too.
Yeah.
We're shooting at M Studios. Shout out to M Studios. Mm. If you guys don't know, I'm signed to Africa Podcast Network and they like manage M Studios too. So it's a family thing. Yeah. Really, really excited about this one, guys. It's a nice one, man. A lot's been happening. We've got some really cool things from Ingrid. Shout out Ingrid.
Shout out Ingrid.
And if you guys are new to the podcast, please check us out on Spotify. Give us 5 stars.
One,
move to other platforms.
Two,
give us more stars.
Three,
on the YouTube comment. Give us some comments. Give us something stars. Nice. Just like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, I think we've been doing it for a while. So we are happy. We, you know,
we're comfortable.
We've got an audience today, which is crazy. Like, I'm not used to sharing.
Woo!
More than.
Oh, pra.
We got game people. If you guys don't know, we're taking the production thing seriously. Yeah. We've got Mbali pulling through also with like my entire brand, which is really cool.
Yeah.
She's like signed in and she's basically helping me with my brand deals, with my shooting, with the podcast, with the vlog. So it's like, we're taking you guys here. Just hope you guys see that. Yeah. But here's a nice one, man. We've got a couple of chapters. What are you starting to dislike more as you get old? I've got a whole bunch. How single are you? What are you convinced people are pretending to enjoy? I'm excited to see those ones. And what are some red flags you notice instantly about women? Hey, we've got a lot. And then what's the worst excuse you've given to cancel plans? I'm sure I've got game, bro. I genuinely do not like going out if I don't feel like going out.
Yeah.
Like, it really, really messes me out. But I'm saying, I saw you were working, you're shooting there, doing your thing, Shama Brandy.
We're working hard, you know, trying to get paid. I think that's what's important. And also just obviously present ourselves in the business. How are you?
I'm good, bro.
What?
I'm good.
What's wrong?
No, I'm good.
Kamo's here, Tato. You can't say, miss my hand is here.
I was going to say, I'm happy because my hand is here. Then I was like, let me just say, I'm
You're going to say what?
I'm happy because my girlfriend is here.
Muna, get Kamo a mic or something, Muna. I'm telling you.
Kamo came for Women's Day. I flew her down on Wednesday for Women's Day, which is dope. They're striking there.
You did what? You flew her what? You flew her down.
Guys, down.
If a man complains about an Uber, ne? Here's an example that if he wants to, he did what? You flew her down.
There were taxi strikes. I didn't feel safe that she was around all of that in Cape Town, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, so I just said, baby.
If it was me, I was going to text her and say, yo, peace be safe, stay indoors. Hey.
I know you seem at the time to say, have you eaten? Eat for my sake.
Nah, for real, but yeah. But yeah, dog, yeah. Kamo's been around.
Yeah, she's dope, so she's here, but she's leaving tomorrow, which is sad. But I think I'm starting to get really used to the whole long distance thing.
Yeah.
I'm starting to prefer it. Like,
I remember there was a time when I used to think like long distance relationships don't work.
No, they're actually amazing, bro, because there's a thing of like, let's say in a month, now I see my girlfriend for a week in the month.
Yeah.
Like those other 3 weeks we're talking and then we just build more attraction, you miss her. You know, then when you see her, it feels like, it's just like a...
It's heightened.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of emotions, yeah.
Yeah.
And even when I showed up for a long period of time, it still bangs.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were saying from International Girlfriend Day to National Women's Day, Women's Day was dope.
Yeah.
I think...
When's the next one?
When's the next... something. When you're, who are you seeing? When you...
What? What do you mean?
Yeah?
Who am I seeing where? I see everyone here. I see... Who am I seeing... Relationshiply or who am I seeing?
Speaking about seeing, you saw Tabu Bester and Dr. Nandipa are happy.
Yeah, I saw he cut his hair and gave it to her also.
You're kind of a person to that extent.
Yeah,
bro,
like, you know what kills me about
she is in love.
You know what kills me about those clips? I think what kills me about those clips is the fact that like they're in court and like everything, like, and they could face like jail sentence again, obviously, and all those things, etc.
Convicted of crime.
But like, they'll be smiling and, like, laughing, bro, and, like, in the courts, bro.
Think about it like this. You're in jail.
Yeah.
You can't see people. You're in yellow uniform, blue uniform, isolation.
Yeah.
This is the first time you get to see the people that you love.
Yeah.
It's going to feel amazing, bro. Yeah. You get me? So I get that.
It's like a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my.
It's like a long-distance relationship. You're in prison. And then she comes, you visit, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
Which you would do, but like, before we start, do you think you would survive in prison?
No, definitely not.
I would.
I'm thick, bro. I would be abused.
I think as soon as I get in there, I'm going to go for the biggest guy.
No, bro. They're going to be like, oh.
CTK.
CTK. Soft serve.
City blips.
Come sit next to me. Nah, no way. I wouldn't be able to
I think I'd survive in prison, bro. Like, I'd be low key, I'd work in the library. Maybe I watch too many movies.
Yeah. I think you think you're that guy. I don't know. You're soft, bro.
I am soft, bro. Yeah. I am a really soft guy.
You can't eat seafood. You don't eat patos or kotas. You're soft.
Me, when they give me the prison food, I'm going to be there like,
oh, I don't eat this.
I don't eat this.
Do you guys have another?
Yeah,
no, it won't work. True. I actually haven't seen, I never knew if it was Bolt Uber, but I saw there's the new Pachachas now.
Yeah, you mean those like small ones, ne?
Yeah, apparently it's called a Bolt Light.
Bolt Light?
This is called Uber Go.
Oh, yes, the one with the My Seat, Your Seat.
Zile's car. You know those?
Yeah, I remember.
The Pachacha. So,
I see it's been trending all over. There's this one guy, because I don't know how it works. Is that car? I don't know how that car works. But at the front, there's no engine.
Yeah. Right?
So these guys just put gang eyes, they put alcohol, they put a good time. The
Pachacha,
you know,
has that too.
It has
that
too. Where is the engine? In the boot.
Maybe Zile's inside, they're going warm on a bicycle. But yeah, guys, let us know, should we go on a Pachacha? Maybe we should do a vlog, get on a Pachacha.
I don't know, they should give us like three and we drive them and race them. That'd be so cool.
That is.
That'd be so cool.
I think let's do a vlog where, they must let us know if we should do this. Let's do a vlog where you and I basically order Pachachas and then we ask the guy to race.
How much do you think you're going to let us do it for? This engine is so small, bro.
I mean, if it's a Bolt Light, they probably do it for like an affordable price. Not getting much.
Look how small the engine is for that thing. Is it looks like what is it called? The thing in the pool, That's how small it is.
Take a screenshot. Oh yeah, it's tiny. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. By the way, chapter one. You know, should we get into what are you starting to dislike more as you get older? You can start.
Definitely how I have to like face the fact that my life is mine. Like, I think for a long time, like, you know how the thing of, like, for a long time, your parents get to choose what you do, what are they? Well, yeah. I had overbearing parents, you know? Whoa. I don't know if you know. Yeah.
My parents were cool.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Who, like?
Maggie and Sam are amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, mom and papa, if you're watching this, then I'm so...
they were very strict.
But, like, they were very strict. And then now, you get to a point in your life now, and obviously now, like, every decision you make is yours. Like, if I decided right now to stand up and leave this podcast forever, like, I can do that. Like, whoa, there's no implications and etc. But like, facing the fact that like the choice is in my hands is a huge responsibility. I think that's something that's like I really been facing.
Yeah, and I get that.
What about you?
This might sound weird, but like human interaction.
Oh yeah.
Like, the older I get, it's just they're like, I don't want my friends to be around me all the time.
True.
I want to be able to step out of my space and then my friends, I see them outside. Yeah. I'm not trying to see my friends like my space anymore.
I remember I used to go to Papa and I used to say to him, how come I never see you with like any of your friends? Like, you never say to me like, yo, we're going to go. He just laughed at me and said, one day you'll see. He said, one day you'll see. And I think, as you get older, you do literally like want to just have a best friend, partner, all in one, I think.
Yeah. Feel me? Yeah. You want to keep the circle small.
You want to keep the circle small as possible.
That's why I appreciate the fact that like I've got siblings.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, I know.
Close in age also. Like,
close in age.
Yeah, I think that's also like a very important thing.
The younger one,
She's cool. I think she's cool.
And she's a lovely young woman.
Yeah, she is. But I like what you meant about the sibling thing. Because imagine now I was like 11.
Yeah.
Like, who are you going to chill with, bro?
Oh yeah, facts.
Yeah, facts, bro. Facts.
Yeah, this person, Desai's wife, says short responses and nonchalant attitudes. If you don't want to put effort into a conversation, then stop wasting my time.
Real, actually. That's actually a very serious thing.
Yeah, like, be about the conversation.
Yeah. It reminds me of the previous podcast when I was speaking about how like when I go on dates, I feel like I'm the driver in the conversation.
But don't you feel like you have the pressure to do that because of you've always been the funny guy?
No. A lot of the times people that I go on dates with, like, it's a privilege for them. Like, it's a gift that I'm sharing with them to have my presence. Sometimes they're overjoyed. I kid you not. What? Sometimes, you know, when they pay the bill, they also give me a tip. Stay in school.
That's crazy. Messy people who always start drama are always in drama. Negative people. Facts, bro. Every time we're going out, you want to fight.
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's bad. No cap.
Oh, right. Actually, it's so weird that Hunter's here because I know Hunter doesn't watch the podcast, but we reference him so much.
Yeah, true.
And I was about to do a reference. Like, sometimes we'll reference you, but not even say it to you.
True. Sometimes I even say a group of my friends, but I'm talking about
Hunter. Yeah, but don't go back and watch and think that.
Yeah, but people that love drama, like the people that are messy and etc., bro, like, I think that like people think that's like a personality trait. Like, ooh, I'm going to cause drama today.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's going to be lit today. Like, I'm going to make sure everyone, like, sees me. You know what I mean? Like,
weird.
It's also an attention-seeking technique. So you see the people that are that they're always there. They want to hiri perform. You are performing now. You know, someone's supposed to drink on you. Now you get angry. You know what?
What the fuck, dog?
It's you also just like, I want you to see I'm here.
Yeah.
You understand? And then there's passive people as well. I like to believe that, like, who don't like drama and etc.
Yeah.
I'm in the mid. Yeah. I think I'm in like a midpoint where I can problem solve, but etc. If drama's around, the drama's around.
Yeah.
I think it's what's the most like dramatic night.
It's only when you're like when you're really threatened. I think you'd then do the he.
What's like the most dramatic night do you think we've had?
Us.
Yeah. That, we don't have drama. Remember that one girl that nearly broke my.
We don't have drama.
Remember that? Ish, my papa watched this. But remember that one girl that nearly broke my window with a champagne bottle.
Boy, that was the craziest thing. We were out, and then gave someone a lift.
Lift. So I won't name names, but my homegirl was like, "Yo, where are you? We still trying to have fun, etc." And then we were chilling at Jason's. And then I was like, no, come through. They came, etc. And then we were driving home. She's like, the girl at the back.
She's out the window.
Beautiful, by the way. Beautiful girl. Beautiful, beautiful. She opens up the window. She's like, I need some air. And she gets out the car while I'm driving with a champagne bottle. And she's like,
living her best life.
And then she hits my window with the champagne bottle. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. I would have been mad if it cracked online.
Yeah, same.
Like, same. I feel like also like, I don't know what it is, but like women just feel safe around certain men and they just risk their lives.
Yes. Thank you. That's what I want to say. I feel like women have
anything goes.
Yeah. They have that elasticity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I can, let me touch him.
Untouchable.
Let me.
Can't touch me.
Push him.
Damn it. Rent, insurance, Wi-Fi bill, car payment, buying groceries, buying gas. Shall I go on? I get it, bro.
Yeah.
Like I also like, there'll be moments I'm just like, yo, like if I don't post a video, if I don't like work with this brand, I can't pour petrol. I can't pay rent. I can't like do a lot of things. And now the thing is that as you get older, the more responsibilities you have, the more you want to build your business. And it's like, now you take more and more and more risks.
Do you know what I hate, bro? Like, I hate the fact that like, I'll watch a TikTok and like, it's like those TikToks of those old people.
Yeah.
They're like, what do you wish you hadn't done when you were younger? And the people always go, work so hard. They're like, I should have just lived more. That's what I mean. I try to live as much as possible.
But I think you and your friend should redefine what you guys classify as living.
I'm pretty sure when I feel my heart beats inside my chest, this is living. When I'm in that section and I'm standing above people, this is living.
I don't know.
When I'm at a sunset and I'm drinking, this is living.
You guys afford to do more experiences. So you should do more experiences.
I think so too. But like, I also think that like, I think because also for people listening, obviously you have to understand like, live quite a fast life. I think I used to be ashamed of saying it, but I live quite a fast life in terms of the fact that like I go out a lot, I experience different things, etc. Blah blah blah. But with going to like things like quad biking and mountain climbing and hikes and stuff, cool. I want to do all those things, but like, where's the hubbly?
You're an idiot.
I can't be mountain climbing with no lady killer. Like, how do I put that? You get what I'm saying? Like, where is the drink? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I love that vibe, that environment of everyone letting loose, getting to know each other. We conversating and etc. Yeah. We're learning dark secrets about each other in the room. You get what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Maybe it's just me.
No, I hear you. I think it's...
And also, you know what's crazy? You also agree with me. And you also enjoy the times because I know you. Like, I know you.
And nine times out of ten, I'm with you and your friends.
Yes. And like, you also enjoy it. And like, if you didn't, you would be like, let's go go-karting. Let's go paintballing. But you won't.
Real.
Because you know this is living. You feel me?
Real.
Yeah.
People using traumatic past experiences as excuses for their poorly made actions or bad character. Yeah. Valid, you were traumatized. However, you're now responsible for the actions that stem from that trauma. It is your job to fix yourself and stop hurting people who didn't hurt you. Yeah.
That's a bar, yeah.
Should I read that again?
One more.
Yeah. People using traumatic past experiences as excuses for their poorly made actions or bad character. I think it's, that's so
layered.
Deep.
It's layered.
That's so layered. It's like, oh, wait, cool. You're behaving
on
that
one
way.
Hand, yes.
But then like, what are you doing now? Because you're away.
Yes.
You can easily say, hey, my what, but you're away. What are you doing now?
There's a lot of people though who aren't self-aware of how their past and traumas inflict their current day though. So they will just... And I hear the thing of like, no, you're aware, you can justify. But people have this thing of saying, okay, cool, like, Shap, you have trauma that you have daddy issues, for example, right? Face it. They just say, face it. They don't tell you the steps. They don't tell you how to do it.
Even they don't know.
But I think and this, even they don't know, yeah.
But I think this tweet is more about the people that are aware.
Yes, yeah.
That say no in grade
But there's
10.
A difference between being aware and doing something about it. Do you understand
what I'm saying? That's what they're saying. You keep being aware.
Yeah.
Do something about it. That's what this tweet is saying.
But what do I do? What do you
Open Google and ask, how do I solve past traumas? Go see a therapist. Journal, like, do something. Like, you can do a lot.
But,
you know?
Research, yeah, I get you.
Yeah, this person said leaving the house.
Oh, yeah, yo, sorry.
This one kills. So I'm going to read the chapter name again.
Yeah.
What are you starting to dislike the more as you get older? Oh, my God, what's your star sign?
Dude, I haven't told someone my star sign in so long. I feel like no one ever asked me.
Serious?
Yeah. What's your star sign? Wait. I know this because we're brothers.
You're lying. This happened to you yesterday. Wait. I think I was with you yesterday. And then someone asked, what's your star sign? And then you say, whatever star sign is compatible with her. Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's good.
Dang it.
That's a huge flex.
whatever star sign is compatible with her.
So, anyways. But anyways, guys. Yeah, like, so that was basically, what are you starting to dislike more as you get older?
Yeah.
But let's move on to chapter two. How single are you?
0.0%.
Yeah.
0.0000000%.
No.
You asked me a question.
I'm reading the chapter.
How single are you?
How single am I?
Mm. Be honest.
No, I'm as single as it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm single.
But how single are you?
I'm single. Because
you can be single, but do you not have companions?
Hmm?
You can be single, but do you not have companions?
Yeah, I'm so confused. You pointing around.
I'm pointing out all your surrounding areas around you.
Listen, you know.
Okay.
You know, we talk. You know?
Yeah.
We have the talking stages.
Yeah.
Sometimes it elevates. Sometimes it. How I see it is like I'm running like an army. People get promoted, people get demoted. And right now I have no soldiers, but you know, there's a lot of people want to come into the army. It's just that they don't have that thing. They don't want to fight for it. You know, they don't have that thing. You know what I'm saying? But how single am I? If I had to put a percentage of like 1 to like 100, 100 being 100 being like I am not single, I'd probably be like 1.5.
Okay, maybe not. Alan Gugu says, if I ever win a trip for two, I will go twice. That's how single they are. Otsalaya says the only notifications I get a load shedding.
Yeah,
ESP.
So deep, yo. But same, bro. You know, I really don't be having anyone to like text. Like usually, like I use majority of my phone time like is spent on TikTok or like calling my boys. I call Khunse a lot. Also, I've been calling Tina a lot also this week, yo. But like I call my boys a lot. That's it, though.
Yeah, you guys actually have like your
have
friendship.
A solid like friendship.
Yeah,
dynamic.
It's like hands.
Okay. I would say supportive.
No. It's not a bad thing. I'm saying like you see how like hands can like call each other, cuddle,
whoa,
chill.
Okay.
You know, kiss.
And I mean,
like you guys have a similar friendship.
Yes. There's layers. You can take a couple of those.
Yeah.
Take away a couple of those.
But I don't know. I've always like envied being able to like call my boys like on a day to day and check on them on a day to day. But I realized I was speaking to come about this, like it's about what we do also.
Yeah.
All of my friends are grinding for their lives, working Monday to Friday, tired most of the time. We're content creators. So yes, we do also grind probably harder, but
the
way we work, because it associates with passion, we have more energy for life and living.
I think that's an excuse. I think if anything means anything, like if anything means enough to you, you will put the effort into it. For example, with me and my friends, I also have friends who work, you know?
Yeah.
I have Shuzzy. And like Shuzzy and I like talk all the time. No, we do. We talk like
open
every
phone,
day.
Give me your phone. Open the chat with Shuzzy.
My guy.
Open your chat with Shuzzy. Bro.
We talk more on like TikToks and things and stuff, but anyways.
Bro, on my group chat, if you scroll, it's just
see,
me. It's
we're
just
talking about fantasy. Even send me the
on my group chat, like it's just me sending my boy. Give me the phone.
I don't like giving people my phone. Sorry,
Give me the phone. I'm not a
high. Sorry, I'm so sorry. You see, you can check my call.
Yeah, literally, I scrolled. It said 5th of August, 4th, 3rd, 2nd. Like
check. I believe on my call log as well.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like but on my like group chat, it's just me. If I showed you my phone, it's just me sending my boys links and them just reacting with their like emojis.
No, bro, you can't live like that. I think, again.
What do I do?
Again, like it's about what's your definition of definition. I treat everything like a company, bro. Relationships, friendships, everything. What are your roles and responsibilities? And like, how do I express that? And if you fail me, what level do I put you then? Are you my close friend, or are you just my, like, you're a friend that's a bit like, you know, that I know? Are you an acquaintance, or are you someone that I know around?
Yeah.
For me, I feel like with my friends, it's such a, if I have to, like, for example, with G, like me and him, we have a very understanding, and it wasn't built over a day. It wasn't built a day. It's been like a year or two now of constantly trying to improve and say, okay, that sounds like he's my wife. Let me stop talking.
11 out of 10 messages are from group chats.
What I mean is the friendship dynamic that we've built, the rules that we've built, is all because of we constantly expressing and trying to be better.
That's cute.
You understand?
That's
nice. Just don't do that. But don't do that.
It's cute.
Okay. see why they say.
I'm joking.
Okay. But I do want to say this. A lot of men perceive, like, men being close, expressive of each other, and like, in fact, even loving one another, like, as a feminine trait.
Yeah.
But it's because we as men don't know, like, that love is okay. Like, you can love your boy, bro. It's fine.
Say, I love just energy.
I will, man. I fuck with that guy a lot.
This person says, if my phone rings, it's obviously my mom. WhatsApp, notifications, class groups, church groups, reaction to statuses.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I get it, bro. I think it's really tough out there. And I think as we get older and like as our generation, because obviously the generations are changing.
Yeah.
As that's happening, like we're getting married later.
Yeah.
Many talking stages. Like we talk.
People
for
are
like,
tired, bro.
Yeah,
people
we take tired. We take months before you date somebody.
But it all goes to that thing. So the other day, like this is completely off topic, but I went live and I asked the question to like, I think, I don't know, whoever was on the live, right? Mm-hmm. I basically said, what is more rare? A good man or a good woman? You know what the answer is? Like the majority.
What is it?
Do you want to guess?
You have a female audience. So
I have a female audience, yeah.
They said a good man.
They
good
said, man yeah, even the gents were like a good man. And I feel like that's the problem, bro. Like out of like every million men in SA, probably like every million men, there's probably like 1,000 or maybe like, I'm even reaching, maybe like 500 good men. Okay, 499 excluding me, 498 excluding you. Yeah, that's it.
No, bro, I don't think so.
I'm telling you.
But you know what the problem is now? And
dude, how many times have we chilled with people or like women and like they tell us stories about their past relationships, not going on dates, and we're just there like, what?
Bro, I think that's men's threshold to forgive and move on. Let me explain. Let me elaborate. Mm-hmm. A girl's heart gets broken.
Mm-hmm.
She'll take 6 months off. Mm. Come back for love again.
Mm.
A guy's heart gets broken.
I see what you're
savage
saying.
Savage mode.
I see what you're saying.
Like he will not ever be the same person he was ever again because he's like, yo.
All of a sudden he's like, what was, like he chips himself. Like he redesigns himself in order to be the better.
And the thing is that like men become bad people, women choose not to date. So a woman, a hand that's like heartbroken, broken, she wanted to waste her time. But a guy, I love what I'm 30.
A level ramperi what?
He will do a ramperi thing. No, not a ramperi thing. A level thing.
A level thing. Come on, yeah. It's a ramperi thing.
Chapter 3.
It's in our blood.
What are you convinced people are pretending to enjoy?
Let me read. No, don't do
Hubbly.
That. Don't do that.
You guys are lying.
It's a good connoisseur.
You guys are lying. Hubbly is not nice. You guys are lying.
I think Hubbly is like wine.
You guys are lying.
It's okay. it has its people.
Bro, I hate the fact that I can see when you're about to bolt up.
Like a joke.
Yeah.
Like Hubbly's like wine. It has its people.
You know people eat sand.
Yeah. And clay.
Yeah, clay sand.
Oh dude, the other day this girl was like to me, we were on campus. This is also another thing that just blew my mind away. I was on campus and this girl, we're like close to the stationery shop. She's like, oh, can you please buy me chalk? So I'm like, oh no, that's so cool. Like she's gonna like, you know, study. She has like a chalkbook at home. Where she just popped that thing open like knickknacks, cracked one open and put it in her mouth like a Mentos.
Bro.
I couldn't believe it.
Apparently it's people that have like iron deficiencies.
I have iron deficiencies, like but they, you don't like, see me like eating
they,
a spoon.
They crave food that shouldn't be eaten.
Like do you get what I'm saying? I have iron deficiencies.
I heard you didn't eating a fork. Spoon. Yeah, nice. Cause
or a pot. Or watching Man of Steel. Superman.
So what's one
Are
thing
you
you're
stealing my moment? Do you get it?
What's one thing you're convinced people are pretending to enjoy?
Dating. I'm joking. I'm just joking. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. You laughed a bit loud there. I think one thing people that are men drink. Okay, I have a list. Can I just go?
Go for it.
Men drinking beer. I don't think men enjoy drinking beer. I think it's been. I think it's been peer pressured onto us for years and years.
But Matlady, you see Matlady open a Heineken.
It's pressured onto him years and years. He saw his uncle do it, his father do it, his grandfather, his great grandfather do it. When you go to society, you go to your family function, they're drinking beer. It's a peer pressure. Another thing that I think people don't like is ordering, the people pretend to like, dinner dates. I think people pretend to like dinner dates. The best date is the date that happens during the day so you can still have your time. That's the best date.
Let me explain to you what a dinner date is.
Okay.
That's solely for the lady.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with
you. A dinner date is solely for the lady. Do you guys enjoy dinner dates? You enjoy it. Do you enjoy dinner dates?
I'm getting so many like yeses and no's.
Yeah, okay. I don't enjoy dinner. Why? Because I'm uncomfortable.
And also the most expensive date, by the way. Like the most expensive type date.
I want to be at home. Dinner. Like I want to be in the comfort of my home.
Yeah.
You know, but I get these people that want to be outside and inside. So yeah, I thought all the guys were going to agree with me. So now I don't know what I can't.
Half of them did. Half of them were like, nah, they don't enjoy dinner dates, bro.
I think men like pleasing their women. So you know, once you go on a dinner date, when you get home, she's in a good mood.
Okay, yeah. But like I feel as if people pretend to like dinner dates. And as well as, what did I say? Oh yeah, I feel like people are pretending to like the chicken burgers from like McDonald's. Like
Chicken Big Mac.
Yeah, I've had it like a couple of times, but I just feel like people pretend they like that thing, and I don't understand why. But I have like this thing of like if you have like a burger, like a beef burger, you get from McDonald's. Mm. A chicken burger you'll get from Chacho's.
Yeah.
Ribs you'll get from like a Steers.
Like go to the professional.
Yes. I can't go to Rocco Mama's and order a platter for one seafood. How does that make sense to you? Yeah,
I messed up. I went to Rocco Mama's and I bought ribs, and it's a pizza and pasta.
Right. So yeah. You get what I'm saying? The ribs are horrible. You mean Premi?
Premium.
You went to Premium, yes. Yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I can't think of anything that I think people.
Can I read a couple of the people were saying there?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, cool. People said, okay, this is a lie. Clubbing. All that noise and sleep, like deprivation, like not.
No. So clubbing in the moment is one of the most amazing things in life.
Yeah.
But then the next day, yes. Like it's like, is it truly worth it? Yes, because we keep going. So
I think it's like an adrenaline rush.
Bro, clubbing is like.
You know the clubbing, like, so when I was in high school, I did drama, right?
Yeah.
And we're speaking about different theater styles and et cetera, and like how they do different theater styles and to make sure that an audience is more, you know, within the story.
Mm, immersed.
And immersed. We see it in church all the time. For example, we see it in church.
Worship.
They put the lights. The club is a stage. It's a stage, man. And I'm the main character, man. Yeah. You don't see any windows in a club. Why? They don't want you to know what time it is. You see lights, you see cameras, you see pew, pew. They make you feel like a celebrity, boy. You take a photo, they bring the thing with the sparkles. They give you a sense of playing. Yes, like it's a performance to make you feel like you're a king in that moment. And like, it's a huge performance.
The higher you go in clubs, yes. Like, for example, if you go to like a really nice club, like when you get a bottle, they'll pour you drinks for you.
Yes, they'll pour you.
They refill the drink for you. Like, you'll never touch the bottle.
Yeah.
Like, you've got serious bottles.
And how does it happen? All seamlessly, as if it's one play, one movement, one movie. You never ask yourself why. Because they don't want to break the illusion. The moment they break the illusion, imagine we were at Groove. Né? Boom. A window just opens wide and a band comes in. And you're going to be like, yo, actually, we've been here for a while.
Yeah.
You don't even check your phone. And you don't watch, you can't watch things, you can't, because the music is too loud. Like, they make sure that you are within that moment.
Yeah.
All right, let's read a couple more for like, why do you convince people?
Sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
They said, what did they say? It tastes like electricity.
I love.
That killed me.
I love sparkling water.
I think you love what it does for you.
No, I love the taste. I love everything about it.
You love cool drink. So it's like, cool drink without the sugar.
Yeah, yo. It's carbonated water, I get it. That's what sparkling water is, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I just love it, bro. I just think that like...
I was told to stop drinking it.
It tastes like if Sprite lied about its personality.
Did someone say that?
Yeah.
I was like, you can't be that funny.
No, that's not me.
Yeah.
And I am that funny, but I hear what you're saying. Sushi. Ain't no way you're just eating raw fish wrapped in seaweed and calling it delicious. Plus. She said PLZ. So plus.
Sushi is good.
I love sushi. If I could eat it, I would.
Yeah, sushi is good. Yeah, just leave it there. It's not. It's not amazing.
Yeah, dude. What is this? What is this concept that like sushi is like bougie? Like sushi is actually like mad cheap. Or maybe. Okay. But maybe I might be overhyping because. Because I only eat vegetarian sushi because I'm allergic to seafood. So sushi, all my sushi is always cheap because it's always just veg.
No, bro. Like if you're going out for like dinner.
And you're sushi's not that expensive.
And you're going to get a steak, ne? It's like one something.
Yeah.
If you're getting like a decent amount of sushi, it's also like one something. And if you want, and sushi is also very filling. So if you're going to get like 80 pieces, it can easily be like 90 something. Like you can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there's places like Fire Room, which makes sushi expensive. Yes. Like you can easily bougie-fy sushi and eating seafood. Yes. It's deemed as like classy.
Would you ever eat like a sushi from like a Pick and Pay, whatever?
We did once. It was not nice. I'll never do it again.
Okay.
I bought one from Checkers.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
What do you convince people are pretending to enjoy? Ice Spice.
I died. What?
Ice Spice. You don't know who Ice Spice is?
And, goddamn. She in her mood.
What? Are you trying to, is this you being hip?
No, that's her song.
Say it again, sing again.
God damn, she in a mood. Come on, sort of sing it. God damn, she, and then they move for God damn, she in a mood. When did I become old?
Like really fast. That's
irritating, bro.
Ice Spice, yeah, dude, I think people are lying about her music. I really don't like enjoy her music, but again, it has its people. People have their things, you know?
The Barbie song banged with Kim and Nicki Minaj was Cardi B.
And about like a Barbie. And that way.
But also like that genre of music is also not like amazing. Not to be snacks.
No, for you. And that's what I'm trying to get into. It's like how like, for example, like you won't enjoy eating something, but another person eat. Like for example, we just said sushi is great because we like sushi. Okay.
Fair.
Yeah. But let's do their relationships. People are pretending to enjoy their relationships. So true. Oh.
The baby's coming to Africa. Are you gonna go to the baby?
The baby's coming to South Africa?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Someone should have went to Zen Zoo.
The baby coming to South Africa is such a random place. Like, for him to come.
But South Africa's trending. Haven't you seen? Think about it.
Yeah, like, we're blowing up in terms of Amapiano.
And someone said it last year. Someone said, bro, be careful. Like, South Africa's going to become...
It was Konse.
You did, ne?
Yeah.
Dude, we need to just come sit down at this point. and you linked it to Amapiano, ne?
Yeah.
He said, because Amapiano is becoming so big... It's just going to become that place, and it is becoming that place. Yes. All these celebrities, they're tweeting every 2 weeks now, hey, South Africa, man, when should I come?
Like, low-key, like, our views are also going up. Like, in terms of, like, our content views, our views are going up. In terms of, like, over the years, like, the views are slowly going up as well. I from my TikToks and stuff, I get, like, an international audience as well.
Mm.
And every time, that's when I use, like, you know, the trending Amapiano songs as well. Mm. I get, like, an international audience. Like, I'll get someone from, like, UK or America and etc. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think we are like that cool country now. Like we're cool.
Yeah. I think we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there. It's just Elon Musk are messing around and trying to like kill our brand image.
Yeah. Make it seem like we hate people.
You know those Hansa tweets out of the ass on Twitter, not knowing what the context is?
Yeah.
That's what Elon Musk is doing.
Yeah, I think. But again, that's how popular we are. Elon is even like, yo, hating. That's crazy.
But isn't he from South Africa?
He is. No, okay.
What jump is
he was here during, I think he's primary/high school, but he left during high school. So he was not really like, he wasn't here for a long time.
Makes sense. That tweet was screaming white privilege.
Yeah.
Did you see condolences to Sibu Mpanza's mom, bro? That happened like, well, 2 weeks ago by the time this drops.
Yeah.
Very, very sad. I think like he was even speaking at the fact that like because of COVID, they didn't have like the whole funeral plan and everything like that. So he needed support from his subscribers. So he reached out and people like helped him out, which is amazing. I think his video went crazy, like millions of views.
Yeah.
So shout out to his community being able to like hold
shout out
him,
to them,
hold his back, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Would you rather get 2 million cash or a 50K salary job? Right now, I said level. I can give you 2 million right now. Or I can give you 50K.
2 million. I'll take 2 million. I could probably like do a lot more of 2 million than get 50K a month. And I don't mean like lifestyle and stuff. I mean like business-wise.
Generating money.
Yeah. I could probably do a lot more. What about you?
I'm trying to think about it. Obviously the 2 million.
But the 50K a month would be nice. Passive time. Passive vibes. Like I'm just getting 50K.
50K is passive for you.
No, I mean passive as in like I'm not working for it.
Oh.
It's just coming in my account.
Oh, I was like, eh, damn. You moved to TikTok. What are some red flags you notice instantly about a woman? Yeah, man.
When they introduce you to like their friendship groups and you like notice like how they like all hate each other low key. And like it's like a joke. the thing of like, you never get in there. I'm just there like, what's going on? Like, these people are constantly roasting each other.
Love and hip hop.
Also, like, a red flag is like, for me, like, also like, that about women, like, is how like they all try to be like their friend's favorite friend. I don't know how to explain this. Like, every woman wants to be like their friend's favorite friend.
Yeah.
So basically, like, let's say, for example, me and Tato, Davies, Rich, we're all together, we're all friends. And, you know, Tato's the one who introduced me to the squad, etc. I will try show everyone in the squad that, like, I am Tato's best friend. Like, Tato and I go, we went to go watch Barbie together. And Tato and I, you know, like, do so many particular things together.
It's like there's always a squad leader.
Yes.
And then everyone trying to show their alliance.
And with guys, bro, I'm close to whoever's in my proximity.
Yeah,
like, whoever's close to me right now will be like my closest friend in that moment.
Facts.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no clear squad.
And there's no like, and when we're all speaking, you can feel the equality of like how, Sharp, you know that this one and this one like talk a bit more, this one and this one talk a bit more, Sharp. But with women, it's just like such a weird thing for me that like everyone competes to be like they.
Real.
Yeah.
Real. I'm vegan.
That's
someone's red flag about.
What's wrong with being vegan?
That's what.
One of my close friends is vegan. He's been vegan for like
And he looks healthy.
And he's good.
He looks good. His beard is huge.
Fiso. Yeah. Shout out Fiso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send me money now. I'm hungry. Come and buy me food. Yo, yeah, real. Yo. Imagine you meet a girl and she just starts demanding things. I don't have airtime. Can you buy me airtime? Yo, I don't have data. Can you buy me data?
I don't know what I would do.
Yo, my nails. Don't you want to do my nails? Yo, yeah, that's one. Don't you want to? This is instantly gave me, like, it's instantly triggered me.
Don't you want to eat?
Don't you feel like getting me? Yo, me.
Don't you want to refill the hub?
Bro, this one killed me. TikTok dances. Would you do a TikTok dance? No, but it's about women.
I don't dance on TikTok.
So why'd you take offense? You instantly took offense.
It's just that thing
you
of like.
Instantly took offense.
Okay, I would date a girl that does TikTok.
Would you date a hundred like just like and groove? I think who's that lady? The rapper, man. She made a funny video.
What?
D. Kaola.
I don't know.
She made such a funny video. She basically said,
"Oh, nigga, guan guan."
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
She basically said like at the club, like she's like, you know, she moves side to side, but there's some that.
And people like step around the whole club.
Like they don't. When you did 100, just moves at the club. Like, yeah. Boy, like every 5 minutes when a song plays, she's opening the circle. She's running.
Like she runs to the circle.
Yeah. No, she's opening the circle.
Yeah, I wouldn't lie. Like it'd be so cool. We back to back. She's dancing. I'm dancing with her. She betters the kick. I'm bettering the kick back.
Strictly come dancing at Zen Zoo.
But there are times when I'm chilling at the club and I feel like if my hand is just, and she sprints. To the circle. Like she's pressing the circle. Like straight line, no one can stop her.
Yeah.
That's a bit weird. I don't know.
That's fine. But like obviously they've got their favorite songs.
Yeah.
But for me, it's every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, you are there, Jiga my Jiga. 10, 9, 8. Dancing like if you dance the whole night, the ball's gonna be free.
No, no ways, bro. So you wouldn't date a girl who dances a lot?
No. Like a girl that dances the club, but then now you come on pella, boy. No ways. Nah. Yo, this is crazy. This is somebody's red flags. Social media influencer, colorful hair, vegan, uses pronouns in her bio, complaining about her family or friends, no proper ambition in life.
Yo.
Yeah.
So who is that person like? Because we're all influencers. Everyone's creating content, bro. Everyone's an influencer.
Mm-mm. There's some people that don't use social media like that.
Yeah, but it's rare to find them.
Mm-mm.
I liked the last point, though.
Because you're looking for them on social media.
I'm saying I like the last point, though.
No proper ambition in life, real.
I think any partnership that you have should have some sort of direction for yourself, the relationship, and the other person as well.
That's when you know you're with a serious person. When you guys can like dream and plan for the future.
The moment that she or I don't have a dream, we then look what? Into our relationship. And that makes you hyper-focus on yourself and you lose identity in what you have. Now my dreams are our dreams. And that's not what's supposed to happen.
Mm.
You know what I mean? We're also, in fact, if anything, our dreams are supposed to grow into each other. But they're supposed to interlink.
You know, guys say this, nah?
Yeah.
But they really like, so like, for example, you're saying, like, yeah, I want my goals to be ambitious. Guys, they'll say that, but then when it's time for their goals to like do their things, they kind of prevent, they want them to not do that. Why are you working so much, babe? babe, why are you doing this? Why are you traveling for work? How can you be gone?
It reminds me of
this. Why are you always so touchy with your bosses? Why are you always around your bosses?
Well, you have to understand also, Tato, like, being a man is tough. And, like, there's a certain level of pressure to be a provider. And anything your girl wants to do with her life is low-key because you can't provide it. Do you understand that? So if your girl is like, yo, like, I want to do this and that, it's just like, okay, cool. I can't provide that, which means you have to go do it. So certain men who don't have an understanding of like that emotional intelligence and like understanding that no, to have an identity, et cetera, they take that as an insecurity. And they try to like just like dim that person's dreams because they're waiting for the time when they are able to provide it or et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And this podcast, we are chopping, yeah?
It's just the next chapter. What's the worst excuse you've ever given to cancel plans? I just answer my phone. I hate phone calls.
Mine's bad. I can't even say it on the podcast.
You killed a family member.
Yeah, I killed a family member.
You killed Google Suzanne, didn't you once?
Yeah, once, yeah.
That's crazy.
I did.
You're lucky like she didn't pass away in that year, 2 years.
Yeah.
You would have felt like shit.
The fact that I said I'm not gonna say it on the podcast, you're like, you killed a family member, didn't you? Ah,
Tato. I remember.
Yeah, like yo. Yeah, that's probably the worst thing I've ever said.
For me, canceling plans, I'd probably fake work.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, I'm on set. Yo, I've got so much work. Yo,
I love when like I've cleaned my room, everything, like a girl's gonna come over, like clean my room, everything, and then she cancels.
Yeah.
Yo. It's so peak because I just get into my clean space now. Like I just
you should invite girls more often.
Okay.
All right. Okay. There's no electricity, can't open the gate. I'm dead. As an excuse.
Can't open the gate.
We relate.
Yeah, because we have
a... But like come on. Mm. There's a family meeting. I'm the agenda. The agenda is in me. Running tummy. Bobby's not feeling well. I can't leave him alone.
The dog?
I don't know if it's a dog or a kid.
Bobby's like a black dog name, isn't it?
Fully. Like sporty.
Sporty.
Yeah, 100%.
Colorful. Beetroot.
Chapter 6. What part of the wedding do you think is unnecessary? That's a good question.
I never really thought about this. African or white wedding?
Let's make it white because it's easier. Or we can do both. Whatever you think about. I'm trying to think.
African wedding. Why are we inviting the world? Why you bump into Mutu? We've never seen. I saw you when I was 2 years old, bro. I see you whenever I go to like an African wedding. Like the one part I really feel is unnecessary is the invitation list. Like how in the world is everyone in the community coming to your wedding?
Real.
You haven't seen these people forever. But forever. And all of a sudden they just see a flag by your pole and they're like, oh no, there's dinner tonight.
Yeah.
That's insane. But no, I really don't agree with that thing.
My biggest fear is like, who's going to be invited to my wedding?
So I was talking to Shosie because our one friend, congratulations to her. Shout out to Naomi. She's getting engaged, right? She's getting married soon.
Huge.
And we were talking about the rules. Like, how do you choose?
Who's going to land?
And one of the biggest ones I really liked was like, if my partner has not met you, you're not invited to my wedding.
But bro, in this day and age, okay, that kills a lot of family members.
Then they mustn't come. Then they must not come.
I don't know. I'm really going
to
struggle.
Because how are you getting married to a person your family hasn't met them?
No,
like, the family members that matter.
Really?
How have they ever met you?
Right. I'm even thinking of doing this thing where like I send out an email saying, hey, come on, I need help.
Oh, you're going to trick people.
Whoever responds gets an invitation.
That's sick, Tato. What is this? The Squid Games. Now we have to compete to become to your wedding.
That's because you know you wouldn't answer the email.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yes, I would not. I'm going to be honest. I would not be.
So we're going to be like, what do they want?
Yeah. Hello? Hey, exactly, Tato, what's happening? Congratulations, winner number 4566. You've been invited to my wedding. Extravaganza. Oh, come on, dog.
Oh, bang. Kiss the bride again, please. We didn't see. Does it happen at weddings?
I think that's adorable.
Yeah. That part where the groom gets the wife's underwear and throws it to the bachelors. What weddings are people going to?
When is that? Yeah, that's like it's in white weddings.
The wife's underwear.
It's not the wife's underwear. You know that thing that they put here?
Oh, that's trap. This guy, Muabi. The problem is, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
It is lingerie. It's part of lingerie.
Lingerie, is not underwear.
What is the way?
Ladies of Mars says speeches and the allocated
facts. Facts, facts, someone facts there. Check us.
What's happening?
Now you need to check the fact. What's this thing called, Munna? The underwear lingerie arangalai.
I don't know what it is.
It's not a pantyhose. It's not a pantyhose.
There's no it's a strap, bro. There's just a strap.
We'll find it.
But I don't think it's like that important to pause the whole podcast. Huh? Gotcha.
You have to say it like that? You have to say
gotcha.
Gotcha.
Whoever gets it, gotcha.
Whoever gets it, gotcha.
Yeah. If you're the groom, then they'll put different women.
And you have to guess.
You have to guess. What's the plan for
that? Yeah, but people do that also in...
I'm repeating what you say so they hear you.
Yeah, yeah. So, Rich is saying there's a game that like at the wedding you play where basically like you guess who your partner is. Nah? Oh, based off the thing. With the blindfold. Oh, they use the garter as a blindfold.
Hey,
no, I'm here.
No, our uncles are excited. They want to play. Can I play? Can I try? You see how sick and nasty old men are when it comes to young girls?
Yeah, it's insane.
Anyway.
But let's do another one.
Ladies and Mars says speeches and the allocated seat. I already read that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that, bro. I love the speeches at weddings. Like,
Where are you going to put me at your wedding? Like, can I choose? Would you think, could I choose where I sit to where, like at your wedding? And keep in mind, my answer is no for my wedding.
I can't choose.
No, you can't choose. No,
no, I think I'm probably going to place you in a place that like you should be placed.
I think it'll probably be like, for me, it'll probably be like, I'll probably place you based on how I feel about you at that time. So if you were beefing at that time, Dustman, if you're a really good brother, you'll be in the front.
You know how you know that I don't like you? Like, yeah. If you come to work and I give you the keys for the fridge as a family member. if I give you the fridge for the alcohol, I'm basically saying you are working this whole wedding.
Or it's like, come with me into the kitchen. Come with me in the kitchen. That's how everyone is like, I feel like that thing is so unfair.
Like, I want my hamster to be guests at my wedding. They're not working. We've got a program planner. We've got everyone we need.
I think that's one thing that we saw growing up, like,
and we worked.
Like, I feel like, it's part of the culture. Obviously, it's part of the culture. But we always asked ourselves, like, if this is our event, like, for example, let's say at a funeral, like, we at a funeral, for example, and we're working at a funeral where we lost someone. How does that make sense?
Yeah.
When we're the ones who're supposed to be mourning and, like, we're the ones who're supposed to be mourning and, like, things. Instead, we're out there doing this and that. I get also it's a cultural thing, though. So it's layered. It's a bit 50-50.
Maybe we don't know enough. But I hear you. Because I definitely would get people to do those things at mine.
Yeah. Someone says, the whole wedding. Let's use that money to travel, buy a house, or get my wife an SUV.
He's trying to make it sound cool by saying, get my wife an SUV.
No. This man's trying to save money. This man is saying, I do not want to do this.
There's a show where this lady basically helps people choose if they're going to get married or if they're going to travel or like use the money for like a down payment on a house. I think it's either a house or you get married. Then she helps you make that final decision.
Is it like part of, do you know what family planning is?
Yeah, like pregnancy babies.
Yes. But it also goes into your finances, et cetera. You see what you can and cannot do and et cetera. And you plan. So some people don't have weddings based on their family planning, like the type of lives they want to live, et cetera.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay. What's your tweet of the week? Do you have one?
No.
You didn't have a tweet of the week?
No.
I haven't depressed. Been using... Yeah, you can throw
I was depressed.
But you're better now. Last week we were there like, yeah, it's been a tough week. I'm sure David
I feel like I was so flat last week. Davis was a flat last week, nah? I wasn't.
We were just real. We were just not in the best place.
Yeah. I liked that.
Content creator recommendation, YouTuber. I definitely would recommend. Who's the YouTuber? Yo, bro.
I'm recommending Kamalaka. She's great at what she does. You know.
Right.
She just released a couple. Of, I think 2 days.
What's the latest video she dropped?
I don't know. But it's a vlog.
What did she speak about? What did she speak about?
I love how she has like a corner.
Yeah.
And like she starts speaking about like the things that she's growing and the. Mental health and like different relations and stuff.
She does not do any of that.
Come on. Don't you discuss topics and stuff and like talk about how you feel about them and how things. Yes, Tato. That's right.
Okay. I want to make international. I know you want to sing. Hey, no, don't do international.
No.
Why, bro?
Where are we? let's build where we are first. Give it to the kids that are around us first before you give it to people. Let's stop clapping our hands for outside and clap inside first. Please.
Shout out to...
It's easy to do international. You think I don't
this guy gets like, he gets like 7K, 6K views a video.
That's not the point, bro.
10K views a video. He's also human. He needs help, true.
No, we clap in for our country first and then we clap later.
Shout out to...
Oh, yes. And then also TikToker. My shout out. You don't mess with anyone's things, man.
Nobody's creating content that I enjoy.
Like, yes.
Like, everybody's so wild. I blame Ghost Kruby. I blame King Omar. I blame the old Just Daddy G. Like, everyone is just, like, bro, everyone is just wilding. We went to King Omar's shoot the other day.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to speak about this.
Someone asked me, or asked you, would you rather, what is that?
Would you rather suck a male's genitals or save your mother's life?
Save your mother's life. What?
And you know what I said? Like I said, I was like, I'll do anything to save my mother's life. All of them ran and they started laughing.
You're
They're like, you're gonna suck a dick. And I'm just there like, oh, I'm sorry, I want my mom to live, man.
Like the content is just wild, bro.
Yeah. We were with that guy, Snobile. Yeah. And they were doing a shoot. I don't know if it's out. It's not out.
Comes out. It'll be out by this time. The time thing.
Oh, yeah. So he was doing his video and et cetera, doing the most wildest things and et cetera.
Yeah.
And I was just there like, oh my God, like, these boys don't know, like, PR. Like, these boys, they say whatever they want to do. They do whatever they want to do on camera.
It's crazy.
I worry about their digital footprint, you know? But a lot of them, I get it. You're like, you're never going to go back to school. You're never going to work or for anyone. You think, like, but I think I'm quite old school. In a realistic setting, a digital footprint is important.
So the forever thing.
What you produce stays with you. Forever. In your 40s, your 50s, they're going to be bringing back your video of how you said smash or pass.
Imagine King Omar goes to a wedding, he's like 50, but hey, smash or pass.
Yeah.
That's how they treat him when he walks in.
Yeah, bro. No matter how successful, you'll always be aligned to what you've produced.
Yeah.
Cool. I forgot to say, shout out to this TikToker guy. I want to share his content.
I have a guy, I remember. Lebza, bro.
Lebza who?
Lebza, the plug. Lebza.
Oh, Lebza. Lebza
yeah, plug. His pranks are crazy.
I also have this guy. He's great.
What's his name?
There you go.
Ramperi Lebo Ramperi.
It's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's killing it.
Yeah.
He's killing it.
He's, yeah.
He's killing
he's
it.
Doing his thing.
He's on top of his form. Let me see that thing.
I was wondering why you passed me the photo. Why didn't you just say the guy's name?
No.
Yeah, no, you know, but Shane, you have been, like, you. I think you are really good at short form content.
Less.
And you should, like, focus on that.
No, I think I should always.
I think you are good at short form content.
Yeah.
And you should focus on that.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you're really good at short form content. And you should like focus on short form content.
What have you been watching? Before we end this podcast.
Warrior on Showmax.
Another one. You watched Warrior. Last week we recommended Warrior.
I recommend Warrior last week. When do you have time to watch all these things?
I was watching, I think, two shows. I watched Hot Stopper. Great show about like it's so realistic in terms of like a young gay man, etc. He's openly out, he dates this guy, but that guy has a girlfriend and all these things and like laying and we see the inner side of him and him fully, you know, exploring his sexuality without being ashamed. Nice. In a world where like being gay is like accepted. You know, we have a lot of media coming out where like we still have shows where people feel like being gay is not accepted on Tuesday, but there's certain spaces where it is accepted. Mm. You feel me? So it's just nice to see him and like be him who he is and etc. Blah blah. Yeah,
not huge. I lost my train of thought. I was gonna say something.
It's a show, and then we die.
Whoop! No, I was gonna say the movie that you recommended me to watch. Send me a link.
Oh, Tenet.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like the one about time and everything.
Did you get it?
I didn't finish it.
You didn't get it. Did you notice the name?
Tenant.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's the same backwards and forward.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
Bro, but like, for me, the craziest part is like one of the last scenes where you're seeing that, like, remember when in the one scene at the airport?
Yeah.
And there was someone trying to stop them.
Yeah.
Then now when you later in the movie, you see who was trying to stop them. Then it's like, oh, damn. So this already happened. So it's like, oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, thank you for watching the podcast, guys. If you guys enjoyed this, please give us 5 stars. This was dope. It was fun. Press up button. You never. This was dope.
It's loud.
Yeah, it's loud as hell. Yeah, but thank you guys. Really appreciate this. This was dope. We're having a lot of fun. So if you guys enjoyed this, please take a snippet. Post all the shows, all the IG stuff. Just repost it.
Show it with your aunt also.
Yeah, anybody, bro. I think your mom would enjoy this. My mom watches my podcast. Yeah. So your mom might watch the podcast. Yeah, bless.
All right, bless.